Hello, thank you very much for your very enlightened teaching. But I have a question that awoke me at 3 a.m. this morning. And I'm hoping you might answer it so I'm not woken up again. It was triggered off by comments you made on presence. You mentioned about presence being connected with the feeling of our aliveness. And then you talked about feeling as you walk across the grass, perhaps out in nature. And I wondered whether you think it has anything to do with a sense called the kinesthetic sense, which apparently means motion, feeling, the feeling of motion, and how deeply presence is connected with the kinesthetic sense. And you also mentioned listening to silence, and I wondered, apparently there's a vestibular sense or proprioceptive sense in between the ears that senses movement against the eardrum. And I was wondering whether you think that the kinesthetic sense, the proprioceptive sense, is deeply rooted in our ability to sense our own presence, to tune into presence.
Thank you. And then what happened that night at 3 o'clock?
Did you leave
that thought and re-entered presence?
I re-entered presence, and then I felt that what I was feeling, I was feeling my own presence, but I then felt that what I was feeling was movement. And then my mind took over and said, well, presence is feeling motion.
Okay.
And then my presence was disturbed by the thought that it's feeling motion.
This is a good example. Before I look at the details of the question, I don't know if I can give an answer, but we'll see. The mind tries to understand what presence is, because that's what the mind does. The mind tries to figure things out, to work it out, to get a hold of it, to grasp it somehow, so that I can understand what presence really is. And unfortunately, it can't ever. It can only understand perhaps certain things about it. When the mind talks about presence through thought, you can talk about it. The most the mind can do is point to it by saying this or that that sends you in the right direction. But it cannot understand what presence is, because presence is the essence, for example, of Zen Buddhism. And this is why people study Zen for 20 or 30 years and still don't know what it is. This is why an otherwise extremely interesting writer, philosopher, Arthur Koestler, traveled, I believe, in the 50s to Japan to write a book about Zen Buddhism. He had a highly developed mind, so he interviewed the Zen monks and spent several months there. And finally he wrote a book which was not his best, probably his worst. Some of his books are very good, but very intellectual, but penetrating analysis of certain things. But he could never understand Zen at all, because he tried to understand it through the mind. And he finally came to the conclusion that it was absolute nonsense, with which the Zen monks were only too ready to agree. So that, yes, you're right, it's absolute nonsense, nonsense. And a great hindrance in the arising of presence is a developed mind like yours trying to figure out what it is and not being able to step beyond the stream of thinking into presence. Because presence is the cessation of thought without loss of consciousness. Now you have a definition. The cessation of thought without loss of consciousness. Wow. where do you go from there? More thought? So that takes you to the edge. And whatever you say beyond that, it can only be more thought, but not the cessation of thought, not presence. The alertness that is there when thought subsides. Whatever else can be said about it is peripheral. About, not it. You can talk about it. So you can talk about, yes, you could write a PhD, but it would never touch presence, but it could be very interesting. It could be about presence. Would it take anybody into presence? I don't know. Maybe there would be one page. You say, this page, on page 300 of my PhD is the edge. Read up to there and then throw it away. So you could ask, what is the relationship between presence and the senses? What is the relationship between presence and perception? Between presence and the feeling of kinesthetic, whatever you call it. One could say presence can flow into anything. Presence can flow into the auditory sense. So let's see what this is like on a practical level. You're listening. You're listening so intensely that no thought arises, because any thought would diminish your ability to listen. You're listening. Let's use a parable that I believe Jesus used. Somebody's going to arrive. You don't know when he's going to come. The master is going to come home. The servant is waiting. He has to be alert so that he can hear the master when he comes. He may be very quiet. So he remains awake, listening. Already, presence is there. Then a noise arises, a slight noise. The door opens. Space and an object in space. The object here is an auditory object. It could be a visual object. It could be an inner object, like a thought. But what we call listening really wasn't really listening, because when you were listening, for a long time there was no noise to listen to. It's like being in a completely dark room and trying to see, not trying to, but intensely looking, but there's nothing to see. Or looking at the sky that's totally blue, the vast expanse of sky, and just has no object in it. Perhaps the sun is just behind you on the horizon, but the entire sky is so clear and you're looking up into the sky, and there's nothing there to see for you. So there's no object that arises in the field of consciousness. Or you're listening and there's no noise, no auditory object arises in the space. The space that is presence, the vast space that is presence, the vast stillness that is presence. Or it could be that you are listening, a sound arises and subsides. So anything that arises in presence is an object in consciousness, whereas presence is consciousness itself. Doesn't matter what feeling or whatever it is, bodily feeling, whatever arises. You have two dimensions, object consciousness, which is a normal state for most humans, which means they only know themselves through objects that arise in their consciousness. Every thought, every emotion, every sense perception, every experience is a form, an object in the field of consciousness.